Okay, now, shh. Just shh. Don't be scared. Please. Don't be scared. I'm nice. More than nice. I promise. Okay. Yeah? See. I can tell that you... you like my voice, huh? Well, you must. I mean, here you are, lying in bed all alone, and a strange girl. Oh yeah, the voice of a strange girl starts whispering things in your ear. You can hear her, feel her, soft whispering, sweet little voice right here next to you. But you can't see her. No, not yet. I'm probably just your imagination anyway, right? So it doesn't matter who I am, what I am. I could be anything. A spirit, even. Or just a passing thought. Who knows, right? So hey, you're so tired, so sleepy, that all you should really worry about is that you have this sweet, soft voice. This little sweet feminine voice right here, whispering sweet little things to you. So really, she could be anything. She could be some slightly uptight librarian, lips pursed, but bee stung, soft, sweet, tangerine flavoured, kissable, with cat-sized glasses, trying to look oh so professional, but she can't. Her eyes can't hide the heat from you, gazing at you, hell, staring, smouldering eyes, bee-stung lips, pursed, bee-stung lips, a perfect shade, and she's trying to lick them just once, discreetly. Can't let you see how my, oh God, how hungry she is. How hungry I am for you. Hair done up in a chopstick bun. Button-up shirt. Looking professional. Put together. Looking at you. Eyes are narrowing. Your library card, sir. Are you listening? Your card is expired. And on top of that, she's enunciating, punctuating her words, trying to command some authority. Your books are past due. Oh, but as my eyes look you up and down again, well, damn. You can probably see it, can't you? She isn't trying to take control here. She's putting a show. Trying to see how hard she can get you. And thank goodness for dark charcoal pleated skirts. Because as she stares down at you, cat's eyes glasses, feline, playing with her prey, she is soaking her fucking panties. So wet. Oh, Such a bad girl. So bad. You are in big trouble, mister. But you know that as I'm saying it, you see me blushing, stuttering, faltering, because I'm the bad girl. I'm the one who needs to be punished. So, what are you going to do about it, huh? I can feel your hardness. Jesus, you are so turned on right now, laying here in your bed as this playful little spirit speaks to you, gets you so worked up. Because you want to know why. You want to know a secret. Ghosts are real. They visit us in our dreams. And when we're awake, but to see us, to feel us, we have to get really emotional. Something strong, worked up. And what happens to work up this little ghost? The one that has been watching you jerk off, that big old cock of yours since you moved in, is watching you get worked up. So as you get turned on by these naughty, naughty words, you naughty, naughty boy, you may find that, yep, right there, you can feel my breath as I whisper. And you can feel the traces of my fingertips on your... Yep. And sweetie, sweet naughty boy of mine, that is just the beginning. Beginning to... I am beginning to get a little fed up with your tardiness, mister. Not a librarian this time. But you can see in your mind's eye who he's shouting at you. Cheeks blushed red. Flushed with impatience. Your boss. Your superior. And she... Well, I am very disappointed in you. The least you could do is be on time. Such a stern look. Such a stern tone. But as you watch my hand on my hip, the other hand out towards you, finger pointed, whacking at you like I'm disciplining a naughty dog, you can tell that it's just an act. And you call me out on it. My eyes go wide, trembling ever so slightly. I've been found out, I think. And I don't know what you're talking about to suggest that you just think I'm mad because I wanted to see you sooner. That is simply, I'm getting flushed. Red. Beet red. And you have that fucking smirk of yours, even as your own heart is racing. Damn you. My chest is heaving. And I'm shaking like a damn leaf. I'm reaching out to you. My fingertips are brushing your chest. Oh. The back of my hand is touching your cheek. And I move to the back of your... Oh my God. Can you feel my hand grasping the back of your head? Pulling you close. Our lips meet. And... We're kissing. We can't hold it back. Your palms are filled with my thigh and my backside. As you go up, you can feel. I can feel you. I can feel you in your hands, tracing your fingertips up my spine. Undoing the clasp of my bra as I unbutton my blouse. As I kneel down and look at you, offering my beautiful breasts, still blushing but not shy. As my hands undo the buckle of your pants, open your fly and let out that magnificent, hard, throbbing cock in all of its glory. Not shy. You can feel my hands. You can feel them stroking you, jerking off your hard cock. You're so worked up. So ready. All for little old me. I'm flattered and determined to show you what I can do. To make you feel. To make you come. All over my pretty, professional, little face. You feel me stroking faster now. Oh yeah. You feel me. Oh. My hands running up and down your hot shaft. You feel a twitching that I feel in my fingertips and the tip of my tongue as I lick up your solid length. You're filling up, building up. So much hot, boiling cum is brewing, moving, flowing, stuck, stopped, a stopper. The tip of your cock is a stopper, holding back the flow. The geyser of white, creamy sperm that will soon cover my sweet lips, my face, my hair. You fucker. You can't hold it much longer as I place a fingertip at the tip of your hot, hot, rock hard shaft. It's the only thing, the only fucking thing, the dam keeping that flowing, rapid churning of sperm from erupting out of your cock. I am the one thing holding back that tide. And I will not hold it back any longer. I gaze up at you. Are you ready, baby? I ask, my faux innocence, my honey dripping voice, as your muscles squeeze like they're eking out the last itty bits of a tube of bright white creamy toothpaste. You poor, poor baby. That champagne bottle of pressure. Hot. Boiling. I nod up at you from down here on my knees. Remove my fingertip. So slowly. Painfully slow. And my sheepish expression, caught stealing from the cookie jar. Your eyes see only those eyes. Expectant need. Wanting only to please her man. And my lips. Your eyes see only those lips. these lips whisper one little word. Come. Oh, you start spewing fountains of champagne. Oh, corks popping, blowing that hot, creamy, thick load all over your sweetheart. Your innocent love covering me. Oh, holy fuck. Covering me in your cum. Wow. So you felt that, did you? I made you feel that. I did it. So that you would come for me. So fucking hard that, well, I'm glad that you enjoyed that, sweetie. Oh, you look so tired. Guess it took a lot out of you. I saw it take a lot out of you. So just rest those eyes and dream. And if you want, I can join you there too. In that space, in dreams, in between consciousness. And we can explore a bit more. And maybe we can try this again sometime. Another night, maybe. Tomorrow night.